On the 25th of December, you wish people...
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. On the 1st of the year?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some Indian tribes in the region?
Oh, my God. The Navajos, primarily. Those are the main Indians in the United States. Now, down in Mexico, Copper Canyon, they've got some Indians down there. They're not Navajos. I forget what they call them there. But that's down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily here, they're Navajos. The government is resettling them, you know.
What do you think about those Indians, the so-called Indians that are gambling in El Paso? Yeah, they have the gambling.
What do I think about it?
Yeah, yeah. What, do you know the name of that tribe?
Yes, of course, the Tiguas,
mm-hmm.
T-I-G-U-A. Oh, I think they're a bunch of phonies, to be blunt about it, and I don't mean to be, I think they're just Mexicans that are, and I don't mean to be derogatory using that term, but I that finally got the idea of forming a tribe, and, you know, they filed a lien or a mortgage against all the lands, the occupied lands where you live, your mm-hmm. house, my house, the city hall, the federal mm-hmm. courthouse, all lands in El Paso County, farms.
My goodness.
And of course, they're beginning to make a great deal of money in their gambling. They've been wretchedly poor for years mm-hmm. and lapsed into total obscurity, I think, at one time. There was such a tribe, but it lapsed into total obscurity.
Mm-hmm.
And they started making an awful lot of money with their gambling, and I think it's sort of like a communal enterprise in that they distribute to their own people as long as they have enough so-called Tigua blood in them.
Mm-hmm.
They get a share of the money.
Mm-hmm. Or does Jim Diamond get it all? That's what I wonder. Now, a native of Texas is what?
Texan.
And a native of El Paso?
El Paso.
Okay. Natives of other western states?
Of course, it wouldn't necessarily be a native, you know. I mean, you might say somebody came here and lived 5 years, you might call him an El Paso. You think more of it as when they say that, a stretch of years
mm-hmm.
going back.
Although I have a friend who's from Louisiana, and he lived in Texas for 5 years just going to school, and he likes to think of himself as a Texan, and I just laugh at him behind his back. But how about a person from Utah? What would you call a person from Utah?
Well, that's a hard word, isn't it? Utah. They're Mormons, of course, you know. I don't know what the word is for a Utahan.
Have you heard a funny name for people from Arizona?
No.
You ever heard of zonies?
What?
Zonies.
No.
The Californians call them zonies.
Zonies?
Yeah.
Z-O-N-I-E-S?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I haven't heard that word. Zonie. Oh, yeah, for Arizona.
Yeah.
Zonies.
A person from the United States is an?
An American.
Mm-hmm. And a person from Canada?
Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, the term American is very badly misused.
Yeah.
A Canadian is an American. An Argentinian is an American.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get right down to it.
But not in the sense that we think of
it. I like to, when I declare my citizenship, say United States. It seems to me it's